The Sharif don't like it. Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah. Sharif don't like it. Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah. Now over at the temple, oh, they really pack them in. The in crowd say it's cool to dig this chanting thin. But as the wind changed direction, the temple band took fire. The crowd caught a whiff of the crazy Casbah chime. Sharif don't like it. Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah. Sharif don't like it. Lounge the Casbah, rock the Casbah. The Bedouin, they brought out the electric camel drum. The local guitar picker got his guitar picking thumb. As soon as the Sharif had cleared the square, as soon as the Sharif was shoving out of there, the jet pilot tuned to the cockpit radio blare. As soon as the Sharif was out of there,
vous êtes sur Radio Libertaire et vous écoutez Radio Lap à l'heure du goûter et à l'heure où je règle le micro et son volume pour être sûr de ne pas vous casser les oreilles. Première émission Radio Lap depuis pas si longtemps. En vrai, on est là souvent. C'est juste que vous ne nous aviez pas entendus. Tant pis pour vous. Mais ce n'est pas grave, on ne vous en veut pas. Aujourd'hui, on a une émission sur le thème de la musique. Sur le thème de la musique. Comme ça se fait dans une radio. Du coup, on vous a préparé une petite playlist. Attention, bruit de... Non, c'est bon, ok. J'espère que vous n'avez pas entendu ça, c'est moi qui règle le micro encore. Du coup, on va commencer tout de suite par la playlist. Est-ce que quelqu'un veut introduire le son ou est-ce que j'envoie direct?
Du coup, le son, ce sera « Au Bondage Appears » de X-Ray Specs. C'est un des groupes fondateurs du mouvement Riot Girl à la fin des années 70, avec à sa tête Polystyrène, une icône. Voilà, bonne écoute. Let's go.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Au Bondage up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Vous êtes sur Radio Libertaire 89.4 FM à l'heure du goûter, l'heure où tout le monde prend son goûter. La seule tradition qu'on tolère ici, c'est le goûter. On enchaîne tout de suite avec plus de musique, plus de punk, I guess. Est-ce que tu veux introduire le prochain son ou...
Ouais. Du coup, le prochain son, ce sera The Drugs des Suffragettes. Et c'est un des groupes principaux du mouvement des Sister Girls. Et c'est un mouvement créé en opposition avec le Riot Girl des années 90, jugé trop pas assez inclusif et trop blanc et de femmes de classe moyenne. Donc c'est un mouvement créé en opposition avec, par exemple, ce groupe que vous allez écouter tout de suite.
Yeah.
enchaîne avec maintenant I Heard It Through the Grapevine de The Slits, une reprise de Marvin Gaye, mais version punk féministe. On va maintenant retourner avec le groupe The Suffragettes du mouvement des Sister Girls avec Love Me More.
Et on est de retour sur Radio Libertaire, Radio Lab, l'émission à l'heure du goûter, même si le goûter est terminé depuis quelques minutes. Alors la semaine dernière au Lab, on a eu une semaine de stage, et parmi les stages qui étaient proposés, on a eu le stage Country Music, où on a pu découvrir un peu ce style musical et découvrir les aspects politiques de la country music, parce que c'est vrai que dans l'esprit collectif, la country c'est un peu une musique de facho, c'est les sudistes américains, etc. Mais en réalité, la country music c'est une musique avant tout, une musique de prolétaire, une musique qui a beaucoup de revendications sociales, et c'est pourquoi dans la deuxième partie de cette émission, on va vous proposer quelques musiques de country politiquement plus à gauche qu'Emmanuel Macron. Voilà.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the vast cloud rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Look around the other day. I talked with several of you, and we asked each other a lot of questions. I asked you questions, you asked me questions, and an idea for a song started brewing then. And since I saw you last Saturday, I wrote this song. And I just finished writing this song, the fourth or fifth rewrite this morning, so that's why I've got to have the cards to remind myself of what the words are, the last version I wrote. This song is a very personal thing, I suppose you might say, but it's the way I feel about a lot of things. This song is called The Man in Black. Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance always have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town.
And I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but still is there because he's a victim of the times. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you'd think he's talking straight to you and me. Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And yes, I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. And I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. I'd love to wear a rainbow every day to tell the world that everything's okay. But maybe I can carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
Et nous sommes de retour sur Radio Libertaire pour l'émission Radio Lab. Pour la prochaine chanson, là vous venez d'entendre Woody Guthrie et Johnny Cash. Pour la prochaine chanson, ça va être une chanson un petit peu spéciale parce que au-delà du texte engagé classique de la country, la prochaine chanson c'est une reprise de Ghost Riders in the Sky, qui est une chanson de country qui est assez connue et qui a été reprise par beaucoup de chanteurs de country, notamment Johnny Cash. Là, c'est une reprise qui a été adaptée par l'IRA, donc l'armée républicaine irlandaise, et qui parle de l'engagement des jeunes Irlandais dans l'armée républicaine. Donc, on se met ça tout de suite.
The Sun Song.
the year of 71. The birds thought we were beaten, but we were on the run. That early on this morning, they kicked in our back door. For every man they took away, how many did they dress? They dressed 100 more. Chucky Arla. The pages, they type the name and man. Although he wants a winger boy, and he wants a man. There's only one thing that I learned, well, in the side I lay. The Brits will never leave us until when, until they're blown away. Shocky Arla. But in the streets of Belfast, you can hear the women cry. I can't forget the massacre at Bloody Adlon Hall. Salute my fallen comrades. As I watch the chopper fall, Chucky Arla.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming,
I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Turned off the radio, said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days, and they play it in the strangest ways. Said, it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise, and the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth? A little boy of three sitting on the floor looks up and says, Daddy, what is war? Son, that's when people fight and die. A little boy of three says, Daddy, why? Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of youth for asking, what is truth? Young man sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear. The man looked down at his long hair, and although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there, it was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth? Young girl dancing to the latest beat has found new ways to move her feet. A young man speaking in the city square is trying to tell somebody that he cares. Yeah, the ones that you're calling wild are gonna be the leaders in a little while. This old world's waking to a newborn day, and I solemnly swear that it'll be their way. You better help that voice of youth find what is truth. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth?
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped.
Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand, but he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira'd done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Sur Radio Libertaire et vous écoutez Radio Lap à l'heure du goûter 89.4 FM. Et aujourd'hui dans l'émission, on voulait inviter un dauphin, mais il a pas pu venir parce qu'il était pas dans l'eau. Dommage pour le studio de pas avoir investi dans une piscine et d'avoir préféré investir dans une antenne pour diffuser. Comme quoi, tout le monde prend pas les meilleures décisions, mais c'est pas très grave. Alors, on était sur de la country et Alex va nous expliquer des trucs plus intéressants que ce que j'ai à dire. À toi, Alex.
Ouais, et bah du coup on avait mis une petite playlist de country pour cette deuxième partie d'émission. Pour ceux qui n'étaient pas là, qu'on rejoint l'émission entre temps, je réexplique un peu pourquoi. Du coup, au lycée autogéré de Paris, la semaine dernière, on a eu une semaine de stage et un des stages s'est porté sur la musique country, sur ses aspects politiques. On oublie souvent que la country, à la base, c'est une musique. C'est pas une musique de facho, c'est une musique de prolétaire qui revendique des valeurs sociales. Et c'est pour ça qu'on voulait un petit peu rendre hommage à cette musique qui est bien trop souvent assimilée simplement à de la musique de facho, alors que la réalité est bien plus complexe que ça. Pour cette troisième et dernière partie d'émission, tout à l'heure, on vous a mis une petite chanson de l'Irish Republican Army. On va retourner sur ce thème puisqu'on va vous proposer quelques musiques indépendantistes irlandaises. Et on commence tout de suite avec Come Out, Yeah, Black and Tans.
Where the loyal Roms do be, and the lovely English people walked all over us, and every single night
when me dad would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with his chorus.
Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lace of Kilashandra.
Come tell us how you slew them old Arabs two by two, like the Zulus, they had knives and bows and arrows. Of how bravely you faced one with your 16-pounder gun, and you frightened all the natives to the marrow.
Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Kilashandra.
Hear you tell how you slammed a brave Parnell and taught him well and truly persecuted. Where are the stares and jeers that you proudly let us hear when our heroes of 16 were executed?
Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Kilashandra.
Oh, come out, you pretty Johns, come out and fight without your guns. Show your wife how you won medals up in Derry. You murdered 16 men and you'll do save again, so get out of here and take your bloody army.
Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lakes of Kilashandra. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders.
some horn to a city fair, O'Dai. There are lines of marching men in squadrons pass me by. No pipes did hum, no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Riding proudly high over Dublin town, they flung out the flag of war. 'Twas better to die neath an Irish sky than at Suvla or Sodelbar. And from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their great big guns sailed in through the foggy dew. Night fell black and the rifles crack made perfidious Albion reel. Mid the laden wain, seven tongues of flame did shine o'er the lions of steel. By each shining blade a prayer was said that to Ireland the songs be true. When the morning broke, still the war flag shook out its fold in the foggy. Go, that small nations might be free, but their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. Oh, had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Cavour, their names we would keep where the Fenians sleep in the shroud of the foggy dew. Bell and the requiem bell rang mournfully and clear for those who died at Eastertide in the springtime of the year. Oh, while the world did gaze with deep amaze at those fearless men but few, who bore their fight that the freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. Back through the glen I rode again, my heart with grief was sore, for I parted with those gallant men whom I'll never see no more. But to and fro in my dreams I go, and I kneel and I pray for you, for slavery fled, oh glorious dead, when you fell in the foggy dew.
Et vous êtes bien de retour sur Radio Libertaire, l'émission Radiolab à l'heure du goûter, même si c'est plus trop l'heure du goûter. Pour la prochaine chanson, on va parler d'une figure très controversée de la vie politique anglaise, souvent imitée, jamais égalée, notre dame de fer préférée à toutes et à tous, avec un brushing toujours parfait, j'ai nommé Margaret Thatcher.
The darling of us all. She's the curse of the Irish nation, Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. She's destroyed me higher purchase and she's put me on the dole.
If I could only get my hands in her, I'd kick her up the garden, Mrs. Thatcher. You're the cutest girl of all. Such a pity, fine and buxom, I'm sure the like she'll not recall. When she holds negotiations, things they always reach a hitch. She's the world in ruination, such a schemer, the Algaranian Mrs. Thatcher. No one in this world can match her. But she's trying to take a vote away from the paddies once again. We're not worried about your English vote, nor your politicians' guess. You can keep them, Mrs. Thatcher, you can shove them up your hill. Cos Mrs. Thatcher, with the prices rising high, and the work is getting awful scarce, Paddy's losing, that's no lie. Now you say that you don't want a stag who stayed here long enough, but if I were a taxidermist, I would tell you to get away. Mrs. Thatcher, sure you know it's a cartoon. And time you go to Dublin, well we know just what you do. You dress up in your finery and you'll preach with all your might. But all of your fancy promises are just a load of we love you, Mrs. Thatcher, like your old man loves his brew. Such a Thatcher husband, Dennis, when he's had a sup or two. Surely take a pint of porter and a glass of Irish mist. And because he faces you each night, no wonder he gets dead. Should you care, Thatcher, she's the darling of us all. She's the curse of the Irish nation, Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. She's destroyed me higher purchase and she's put me on the dole. She's the curse of the Irish nation, Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. Good on you, Maggie.
Go on home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no fucking homes out the road? For 800 years we fought you without fear, and we'll fight you for 800 more. And if you stay, British soldiers, if you stay, you'll never ever beat the IRA. Well, there's 14 men in Derry, and the last that you will bury. So take a tip and leave us while you may. Oh, we'll fight some British soldiers for the cause. We'll never bow to soldiers the cause. Fight you for 800 more. And if you stay, British soldiers, if you stay, you'll never ever beat the IRA. But there's 14 men in Derry, and the last that you will bury. So take a tip and leave us while you may. And go on home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no fucking homes of your own? Years we fought you without fear, and we'll fight you for 800 more. We're not Saxon, we're not British, we're not English, we're Irish and proud we are to be. So fuck your Union Jack, you know we want our country back. It's Ireland and Ireland it will be. And go on home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no fucking homes of your own? For 800 years we fought you without fear, and we'll fight you for 800 more. And if you stay, British soldiers, if you stay, you'll never ever beat the IRA. Well, there's 14 men in Derry, or the last that you will bury. So take a tip and leave us while you may. Home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no fucking homes of your own? For 800 years we fought you without fear,
fight you for 800 more. And if you stay, British soldiers, if you stay, you'll never ever beat the IRA. But it's 14 million Derry and the last that you will bury. So take a tip and leave us while you may.
Et de retour sur Radiolab. Pour rappel, si des gens nous ont rejoints depuis les dernières chansons, on a fait trois parties pour cette petite émission musicale, pour notre reprise de l'émission de l'année. Sur la première partie, on était avec du punk féministe. La deuxième partie, on était sur de la country socialiste. Et maintenant, on est sur des musiques indépendantistes irlandaises. Cependant, on va faire un petit crochet vers le Kurdistan avec la prochaine chanson, qui est une reprise à la guitare de Gone Home British Soldiers que nous venons d'entendre. C'est une musique plutôt courte parce que la reprise n'est pas complète, mais on pensait que ça pouvait être bien de vous la diffuser aussi. On reviendra à l'Irlande un petit peu après. Vous verrez, ça coupe un peu brutalement, mais c'est l'enregistrement qui est fait comme ça. Donc on vous laisse avec Gone Home Turkish Soldiers.
And while we are doing so, we are thinking of your resistance a lot. We are impressed and we are deeply proud of the resistance that you give in this country. So we wanted to send you a small greeting. We will do it in the form of a song, although we are not the best singers in the world, but we want to send you something for your morale, and we're going to sing for it. Go on home, Turkish soldiers, go on home. Have you got no fucking homes on your own? For more than 40 years, we fought you with our fears. May you fight you a few hundred more. If you stay, Turkish soldiers, if you stay, you never ever beat the Yap again. Cause the friends in Rasalain will kill your bloody swines. So take a tip and leave us where we be. Go on home, Turkish soldiers, go on home. Have you got no fucking homes of your own? For more than 40 years, we fought you without fears. And we fight you a few hundred more. We're not Turks, nor jihadis, we're no Yankees. We're Apache. And proud we are to be. So fuck your Trump and Pence. We love our self-defense. We want to see Rojava free again. So go on home, Turkish soldiers, go on home. Have you got no fucking homes of your own? For more than 40 years we fought you without fears, and we fight you of you.
Et on est de retour avec de la musique irlandaise qui va arriver juste après. On essaye de vous trouver quelques sons qu'on n'a pas encore mis. Pour les personnes qui suivaient notre émission l'année dernière, vous aurez peut-être remarqué que cet enchaînement de musique, on l'a déjà fait lors de notre première émission musicale l'année dernière, qui portait sur les luttes indépendantistes. Un sujet d'émission qu'on retraitera peut-être à l'avenir, parce que c'est toujours bien de partager de la bonne musique. On revient avec des chants de lyra, peut-être que après on partira un peu plus sur de la musique irlandaise classique, pas forcément indépendantiste ou de lyra. Et pour le moment, on vous laisse avec une musique de lyra au nom en irlandais et donc que je ne peux pas prononcer.
Oroshe de la Hawaii, Ahanisha Hatan Tauri. She the Bahabanda, Limba, the day I could like to the Navy and who he bra, he shall up near log. It's to deal to Lesh Nagaul. Oroshe de la Hawaii, Oroshe de la Hawaii. Oroshe de la Hawaii, Ahanisha Hatan Tauri. Wheel at the end of a vacuum, mona me bio in the ego shot, and grand you whale is me the gosh geo. Ek forward fine a gull of Oroshe de la Hawaii, Oroshe de la Hawaii, Oroshe de la Hawaii, Ahanisha Hatan Tauri. Choctar Sagia, Ogligar Mahale Morgor, the Quailit Fain, me Frankie Hospanic. It's a Rugret there, Nagal. Oroshe de la Hawaii, Oroshe de la Hawaii, Oroshe de la Hawaii, Anisher Hatan Tauri. Oroshe de la Hawaii, Oroshe de la Hawaii.
Et vous êtes de retour sur la dernière partie de l'émission Radio Lab sur Radio Libertaire à l'heure du goûter, même si, encore une fois, c'est plus vraiment le goûter. Maintenant, on reste dans le même style musical, mais on va changer un petit peu de thème, comme on vous l'a annoncé précédemment. On était sur des chansons indépendantistes de Lyra, et maintenant, on va passer sur des chansons irlandaises, du punk rock irlandais notamment. Histoire de finir les quelques minutes qui nous restent. Et on commence tout de suite avec Irish Pub Song.
Well, you're walking through a city street, you could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. Then you drop what you are doing, and you join the merry mob. And before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now that design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Razor Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game. And you know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door. For a couple of boys with borons will be more than Christy Moore. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now the owner is Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork.
And the lad that's howling up the bar says only just work. He was born and bred in Bolton, but his mammy's from Kildare, and he's got to make his fortune soon and move to County Clare.
They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world you'll find an Irish pub. For me to go, I have to catch me train. So I leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. But I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry, when we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenryde. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world you'll find an Irish pub. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world you'll find an Irish pub. Wherever you go around the world you'll find an Irish pub.
I was roving out one evening as I came down to Fort Law. I walked into a dimly pub and suddenly I saw the sheiks, they were so rosy and golden was her hair. She had to be an Irish girl, 'cause she looked so goddamn fair. She took me by her lovely hand and whispered in my ear, I'll guide you up to heaven if you order me a beer. Seconds later I found myself beside this pretty lass, wanting thoughts in my head and a nail in my glass.
Hey dear, come on, watch us plan another two. What's for me, yeah, what's for you? The truth is she will fill you up and ask you to be. But a drink behind and say fuck off, 'cause that's my Irish way.
Take a piss. When I came back I saw two girls having a French kiss. The girls they were be nearer, could this really be? The Irish way is finally dawning on me. When we drank the final pint, the girls asked me to pay. They promised me to meet outside at Lower Castle's Way. When they left I took the bill, the girls have set me up. They left me with an empty purse and sick to the gut.
Hey dear, come on, watch us plan another two. What for you? The truth is she will fill you up and ask you to be. But if you're blind and say fuck off, 'cause that's my Irish way.
Hey,
Et c'était la dernière musique de notre émission Radiolab d'aujourd'hui. Donc on va vous laisser et en principe laisser la place à une autre émission après. On reviendra potentiellement bientôt, peut-être, peut-être pas. Parce que comme vous le savez peut-être, on a un petit peu changé de format pour notre projet au sein du lycée autogéré de Paris. Avant, l'émission, on la faisait deux jeudis par mois, parce qu'on avait un projet qui était entièrement dédié à ça. Maintenant, on a un petit peu changé comment on fonctionnait. Du coup, on a aussi un podcast avec des émissions en ligne. Et du coup, c'est vrai qu'on a moins le temps de venir s'occuper de notre plage horaire sur la radio. Mais on s'est dit que même si on n'avait pas spécialement de sujets très, très détaillés à aborder, on pouvait quand même venir pour vous partager un petit peu de culture musicale. Parce que nous, la musique, on aime beaucoup ça. C'est pas dit qu'on fasse pas prochainement des émissions bien préparées à l'avance avec des sujets précis. Mais ça, c'est quelque chose qu'on va travailler très prochainement. Du coup, on sait pas trop quand ce sera la prochaine émission. En tout cas, suivez notre plage horaire. Si on n'est pas là, il y a la bande passante. Et si on est là, vous aurez toujours soit de la musique de qualité, soit... Une émission de qualité. Voilà, c'était Radiolab à l'heure du goûter. Je suis Alex et il y a toujours Elsa à mes côtés. Et on va se quitter pour aujourd'hui. Merci de nous avoir écoutés pour notre première émission de l'année.